For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. Democrat David Tyson Smith has won the special election to fill the legislative seat vacated by Kip Kendrick. KBIA's Excret Nunez has more on the 45th District House race.
Smith defeated Libertarian opponent Glenn Nielsen with 75% of the vote. He is now the first Black state representative to serve Columbia, as well as the first outside of the Kansas City or St. Louis metro areas. Smith gathered with his family at his home Tuesday night as results became clear. He said he is grateful for the support from mid-Missouri voters from the 45th District and looks forward to representing them.
The voters and the supporters have been tremendous. And I mean, the bottom line is that change has come to Missouri. And I'm excited for the citizens. I'm excited for the members of the 45th, but I'm excited for everyone in Missouri because change is coming and it's here and hope is on the horizon.
Once the votes are certified, Smith said his first priority when he takes office will be sticking to his campaign goal and working to amend voting rights legislation. I'm Excret Nunez, KBIA News, Columbia.
Missouri's health department has confirmed the first case of a new virus variant in the state. Health officials on Tuesday announced a Jackson County resident tested positive for a variant first identified in South Africa. The health department says there are also 35 active Missouri cases of a variant first identified in the UK. St. Louis Treasurer Tashara Jones, who has been outspoken in her criticism of the criminal justice system's arrest and incarcerate model, will take over leadership of a city in the midst of yet another wave of violent crime after winning election as mayor on Tuesday. Jones defeated Alderwoman Kara Spencer in the general election. She will become St. Louis's first Black female mayor when she is sworn in on April 20th. Jones is a former state representative who has been treasurer since 2013. She will replace incumbent Mayor Lyda Crewson, who announced in November she will not seek a second term. Crewson is the city's first woman mayor. Columbia's second ward has elected a new council member. KBIA's Jack Kozowski has more on the result from last night's election.
Andrea Wehner came out on top of the second ward race with 52% of the vote. Candidates Jim Meyer and Bill Whitekemper also ran for the seat that was opened up when former council member Mike Trapp decided not to seek a fourth term. Wehner says winning the campaign took a lot of time and effort, but many in the community want to see women and moms succeed.
I'm grateful that I get to be the first woman in over 30 years to represent the second ward on the city council.
Wehner says that Columbia is not truly built for families and hopes as a council member to make Columbia the best place to live, learn, work, and play. For KBIA News, I'm Jack Kosowski.
I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.